Our food is governed by something called the Codex Alimentarius. So what exactly is this, and what does it mean to the food producing industry and the consumers buying the products? Dr. Robert Verkerk is Scientific Director of the Alliance for Natural Health International.
In Latin, of course, Codex Alimentarius means the food code, and it is basically a system that's been developed from about 1962, and it's a continuous work in progress, that it aims to effectively manage the world's food supply. If we look at the kind of food that most people eat in supermarkets, that is food that is governed by the system that we call Codex Alimentarius. It is essentially an intergovernmental organization. Around about 175 governments have come together with two organs within the United Nations, the Food and Agricultural Organization and the World Health Organization, to construct these codes. And it basically covers all aspects of the food supply, from dairy products to meat products to fresh fruit and vegetables, to processed foods, to additives, to pesticide residues, even the development of safety criteria for GMOs. The main issue is that, of course, what they're trying to do is to create a system that ensures both fair trade, but not necessarily fair trade for the producer or even for the consumer. It is really for the major corporations that are engaging with this very large agribusiness industry. And of course, the other side of it is consumer protection. If you're shipping food from one side of the world to the other, as you will know, microbiological organisms, microbes in food is one of the biggest risks. And that is one of the reasons that these sorts of foods are often highly processed. They often contain many preservatives, many additives. They're frequently irradiated. And of course, more and more of them now are genetically modified as well. The system, as it were, is something that's very difficult for us as members of the public to control, because it is these governments working often behind closed doors with major corporations. So if you want to try and lobby your MP or your MEP, you'll actually have very little chances of having any effect on it whatsoever. We believe the single most powerful way of individuals dealing with it is to actually choose not to buy products that are part of this system. That's a big decision for a lot of people. It means saying, hey, shall we not go to the supermarket to buy the majority of foods? Shall we subscribe, for example, to a box scheme that is produced from locally, regionally produced foods? Should we go to the farmers' markets? Should we prepare whole foods? Should we decide not to buy processed foods? By doing that, we can actually opt out of the system, and that's one of the most effective ways of allowing community-based local food production systems to continue to survive, because they are massively under threat now.
Realistically, though, how can I tell what it is I'm buying? For example, if I went to my market, not necessarily a farmer's market, but it is a market, am I still getting these same kinds of foods there?
One big way of telling the difference is if, first of all, if it's processed, you know it's likely to have come through that system. If it is a whole food, if you're buying whole apples and whole root vegetables and you're buying slabs of meat from a butcher, generally speaking, it exists completely outside of that system.
Do you think the system is likely to survive and continue and thrive, as it were, or do you think we have got a chance of perhaps turning it on its head?
Well, I think to every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There's no doubt that over the last 40 or so years, the system has become more and more entrenched, and people have got more and more used to buying any kind of food from any part of the world at any time of year. It's only when you start to look at examples of change, and there's one North London primary school, Chestnuts, they're actually changing that whole paradigm of what they're providing to school kids. And of course, once we see younger people deciding that they don't want to be part of the system, partially because they don't feel so good, we see in Eastern Europe now many of the peasant agricultural systems just being destroyed because of the arrival of very, very large agribusiness systems that are just taking over. So people in Poland, for example, where there's a big campaign against what is happening to the commercialization, the food supply, they are now having, in the last 5 years since they've joined the EU, to buy their their foods at Lidl's and Aldi's that are turning up out of town. Fascinating thing is when we've been over there, we get people who say, we've started to eat this food from these supermarkets, and you know, we don't feel so good anymore. We don't feel strong anymore. We have headaches. We feel weak. We are much more susceptible to coughs and colds. People becoming aware of the problems that are caused by this global food industry really is the starting point to people actually doing something about it.
That's Dr. Robert Verkerk, Director of the Alliance for Natural Health International.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.